It is for the sake of sentient beings, countless in number, as space is limitless in extent, that the goal of complete and perfect Buddhahood is to be attained. And in order to do so, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So with this as the goal and the procedure in mind, which is the bodhicitta, the commitment to enlightenment, the attitude with which we must start.
Kayin kunchap sambe huizari chi rola lodu mawa namjipa jarva nyem nyi tang jarva se ma pam jambi yang la san san ne yemi tak chen talam ne hin Yandam Pak Balanzang Tuen Bago Untan number in Jay Patin Jijay Sigdon Likbar City Kibarasa
Having prostrated to having prostrated to the victor, the companion of the sun, and the heirs of the victor, the invincible one, he who is smoothly melodious, Manjushri. To he who opens the, or enables the light of intelligence to shine distinctly in beings with the light rays of loving kindness which pervade the expanse of space. This door which reveals the excellent path of those who are genuinely noble beings, who do not settle in the extremes of existence or non-existence, of permanent duration nor nihilistic extinction. This treatise which distinguishes the middle from the extremes, will be explained, its, the meaning of its words being carefully analyzed.
Telander Yarsab Sashi Samba, Joga Tenji Chembo. Dinga Yajar, Sambichu Dinga Yajar. Tikpache Chon Tada Ke Lange Ne Samo. Tanyi Dang Tarbet Tikonani, Tumber Seba. Wu Dang Tan Number and Jeb Tenjun Den Cheber Seba La. Cheber Seba La. Tenju Jen Tendong George Sa Jaken and Perke the Jurva Kapje, George Sa Yongaton Jokaton Tang Yo
So this treatise which distinguishes the middle from the extremes by showing the precise nature which is free of both extremes, the profound key to all of the paths of the greater and lesser vehicles, which is one volume of the set of five great texts, the supreme treatises of the Bodhisattva of the 10th level, the regent, will be explained here. And in connection with that explanation, there are four main points treated of, namely the meaning of the title, the translator's homage, the homage of those who translated the text from Sanskrit into Tibetan, the meaning of the text itself, and the concluding remarks.
Te ang jagar jete do madinta webaga. Poke do udan tan number in jepe sig lever seba kisawa. Re? Ta ke nipote shin jarna ke ni shin jarna. Madenta Kepa Perketo Unta Webaga number in Jeba Karaka Tigliver Seba Hi Rembatar Padang Tarvete Konani Ukangi Batang Takben Tadan Chepen Takangi Bamanurwa Mandi Basoso number in Jebel say, but thank you. Kanye Yong Tada Six Jebel sort of say, Bene, Tig Lever say, Bao.
So then the first point, the meaning of the title. First, we have the title in Sanskrit, Madhyanta Bibanga Karika, or in Tibetan, Udang Ta Nambara Jepa Sig Leura Jepa. And so if we then set these next to each other, then the term Madhyanta in Sanskrit, in Tibetan, is U Ta, in English, the middle and the extremes. Similarly, Bibanga goes with a number of jepa, meaning to fully distinguish, discern, or analyze. And karika, sigle word sepa, means rendered in verse. So if we take each of these in respective order, then what is it that is the middle? It is the precise nature which is free of extremes. What are the extremes? They are permanent, the extreme of permanent duration on the one hand, the extreme of nihilistic extinction on the other, which are unmistakenly distinguished in this treatise, the entire treatise being rendered in verse. Therefore, it is said to be a versification.
Nyeba tanjur sare njorje sane phakpan jambar yonor chorba la santa lo kite kibete yitin jambar yang sa ta.
So then the second point, the homage of translators is we bow down to the noble one, the youth Manjushri.
Then George Sate Lotawa Namji Jagar Jake ne Pojike the Jurva Kapso Jurva La Parche me Batang Jur Jorn Tar Simbatang Sunan Jetso Chambozo Chedo Tini Lak Bala Jetin Jambayan and Chibar Jubari.
So then the significance of this translator's homage is that the translators, in rendering the text from the Sanskrit into Tibetan, then start by addressing themselves to a superior being with the purpose of removing obstacles to the translation and for the sake of being able to perfect the work of the translation, as well as in doing so to be able to complete the accumulations. Therefore, the homage to a superior being is the first step.
Ta somba lam, somba yonga tongri. Tsava sakye somba yonga tongla. Dom je go nindor temba tang, dom je kendor temba tang, te tong jebari jeba namba nyeba le, tangbo dom je go nindor temba ne, sinyi drepa te kona, nyembo ta na ngomba tang, te ne dan drevan to, tekba lana me pa wo shi sa wa song te.
So the third point, dealing with the meaning of the actual treatise, has two main points, the brief presentation in the form of headings and the expanded explanation of the meaning of these. So the first is presented as follows in the root, the traits, the obscurations, and the precise, the remedies which consist in meditation, the stages of that and fruit attained thereby, as well as the vehicle unsurpassable.
Tenjun di Tenju Udan Tanamban Jebandiye Wune Shabji Parda Dupe Wajabjeton Tamje Wajabjeton Malubanam Dodana. Number Dundo Dote Number Dundo Dovaran Jorte Tomar Kibarasawa Tomaram Tangpur Kibarasawa Kunzang Gansini Tembatang Kunzang Kisawa Kuni Nyo Mombatang Number Sama Sanchoke Sini Temba Dunda Kunzang Gansini Temba Konde jinsini tenpa chikpanda wale, jina. Ti jiso nambara sawa teyang, nambara sawa, nambara takpa myangilin tenpa teyang, beba pamba le tope, tope ser. Namzang tenyi beba pamba le tope ti ser, beba ting. Ti jiso beba ting gubi junsin karre, namzang de drapa pangwa la tena tope drapa ting. Drapa tena drapa pangwa te yang te kona nyi la mikpe, te kona nyi gomba la tena sunwe sena, mikpe pangwa na jowa ti sena te kona nyi ting. Te yinto te kona nyi la mikpe, nyimbo gom gube sena, gomba, gomba chotang. Nyimbo te, Nyimbo lam de rang jui la jipa nekab jui la jisadu Nyimbo rang sem jui la jikogarawa sem jui la jipa nekab kang yinba tang Nyimbo gomben drevo kang topa trok na jir tina di Nyimbo da Nyimbo gomben nekab dan drevo som de gomben lebre Sanje ni tope, zope sanje je gomba ni tope, topar sebe, tumong mayin ba lam karasana, sanje je gomba topar sebe, tumong mayin ba lam, tikpa chenpo yin ba se na, tikpa lana me pe che ju meksa ne, che pak doke, meksa ne tenpa te, lebo nga pa tikin je che ju tenpa te, ton namba dundo, Yeah.
So then, if one were to summarize the meaning of the entire text from beginning to end, then it could be summarized in 7 points. So these are the 7 points which contain the entire text. The first of them, the first subject to be known is the presentation of the traits, the defining traits, the defining characteristics, or the definition of kunsang, kun referring to kunenyumong, the state of affliction, sang referring to the state of refinement, or purification. So the first of these, affliction, is equivalent to samsara, and refinement is equivalent to nirvana. So these are the definition of these are presented first. Subsequently, because the accomplishment of the state of refinement depends on relinquishing the obscurations to that, what obscures it, then the obscurations are presented as the next point. The third point is the presentation of the precise nature, because it is through focusing on the precise nature of these obscurations that they are given up. Similarly, the way of meditating, which constitutes a remedy, is through focusing on the precise nature. And this remedy arises in one's own mind stream in progressive stages. So the next point presented are the progressive stages of the arisal of the remedy of meditation in one's mind stream. And the sixth point is the result attained through that meditational remedy. So these 6 points are presented generally, and finally, the specific traits of the insurpassable vehicle are presented in detail because, and why is this path insurpassable? It's because it is the uncommon path for attaining the level of Buddhahood. So these are the 7 points which contain the entire text.
Lam te yin deva tang som. Tangbu la shizan tingyi. Shizan tingyi yi. Panza dhiba toza te konan yi som. Tangbu la shizan tingyi te la kwenu nyom mongben tingyi tang nambar saman tingyi yi. Yangnan korben tingyi da nyande ji tingyi yi. Tangbu
So the second point is the expanded explanation of the meaning of these, which is as follows. There are 2 major subdivisions within these, the first being the general way of explaining the theme or that which is to be known, and the second being the explanation, the in an uncommon fashion, of the Mahayana. With respect to the first, there are 3 subdivisions, the theme to be known, or object to be known, the path to be practiced, and the fruit of this path. With respect to the first of these, there are also 3 points, the definition of the theme, the obscuration to be abandoned, and the precise nature to be realized. In connection with the first, there are 2 subdivisions, the definition of the state of affliction and the definition of the state of refinement or refined state. So the first of these corresponds to the defining characteristics of samsara, and the second to the defining characteristics of nirvana. In relation to the first of these, there is the essence of the essence or makeup of the afflicted state, and how this affliction comes about. In relation to the first of these, it is taken from the perspective of the fundamental mode of being and from the perspective of the apparent mode of being and how to come to an understanding of the meaning of these.
Ta kunyun latav satinye bale kunyun jung ngawala somle. Ngawala somle tambo ne sorje wangda sepane. Yanda mai kundo yu, tela nyebo yu mai. Tongba nyi ne, ndela yu, tela yang ne te yuto. Tungba mai matong, tungba mai matong mi, te tawe na tam te ye. Ye pe me pe ye pe na, te na ome lang yinu chi sabasong.
So then, what is being dealt with now is the essence or makeup of the state of affliction, which is treated of under 3 points, and the first of these is from the perspective of the fundamental mode of being of the state of affliction, which is described in the root text as follows. Incorrect conceptualization exists. The dualism connected with this does not. The emptiness connected with this exists. In connection with this, there is that existing as well. Empty it is not, not empty not. Therefore, there is an explanation for all. Because of what exists, does not, and does, this path which is the middle is defined.
Now yam tavati, yang tapa main, but going to talk what some. There's you, he is sati. Because to so, there's you, but the more body of the chipare. Better. Corvin nawa. You meet the charwa. You meet, said you don't corvin nawa, mercy, you about day. Yo mare se ne nyon togo mare. Nyumi di kharwa. Dita mananwara. Suichan ga manila. Nawa teyan. Kove nawa teyan. Rang kundu tokpa wangki. Kundu ko wangki suma le. Yendo churpa chunze chan meba tropa junsin ti se na. Hani la korba madab serdo. Madab ser kowa ni kundo tokpa wangi. Kowa te kundo go wangi yoba yimbar yojin. Kowa tani do yoba te kundo go wangi yoba yimbar yojin. Yejin. Tela madaba. Tela madaba yewan kisao. Dikasu madai yewan. Oya. Kisao. Jokfik langa sori jan.
So the first point commented on is the statement from the root text saying incorrect conceptualization exists. And this is commented on as follows. In the context of what appears in the form of impure samsara. And Rinpoche mentioned here that the term impure samsara, the seeming appearance of the impure samsara means that samsara does not truly exist. So with reference to that, there is what is called the in empirical existence, Zesu Yupa, and Zesu here refers to Nupo, so substantial existence. So there is what is called the empirical or substantial existence of sheer conceptualization, which is an incorrect interpretation, serving as the basis for the appearance of everything. And in this way, then, the appearance of samsara arises undeniably or indisputably. Indisputably meaning that since samsara directly is encountered, then it would not be possible to deny its appearance. So there is no one who would be able to deny, negate, or refute the bare appearance of samsara. The appearance itself, however, arises due to one's own conceptual process. And other than that, does not exist in the slightest. Therefore, in order to avoid denying samsara on a relative level, it is posited as being in existence as a byproduct of the conceptual process. And it is this which is called the impure dependent aspect, or that aspect which is impure and dependent, or an impure dependency.
Yewanga nam chi sam. Yewanga nam chi sam sikite. Yewanga nam chi te tantanda chikwa kare. Koin to topa. Yewanga nam chi sam. Yang na koin to topa. Koin to ni chikwa kare. Yewanga nam chi sam. Koin to te la. Chetar na wa tar. Nam chi la chetar na wa tar che. Nam chi la zongze ni su nangu yore. Zungze nipo tene tetar yopa mainte. Pena kandere remo lantumi da nawata. Remo lantumi da nanayang remo rang ngonin tumbo da mabo yomare. Tumbo mabo yorebe. Toyo la mer nawa. Toyo la mer nangere da marebe.
So then the next statement in the root text is the dualism connected with this does not. It does not exist. And that is commented on as follows. Connected with this means connected with this conceptual process or dependent consciousness. Dualism means the dualism of perceived and perceiver. So Rinpoche said that given a process of consciousness, this involves perceived and perceiver. However, this dualism of perceived and perceiver in connection with the process of consciousness does not exist in the way that it appears. So it does not exist in the way that it appears to do so. For example, the appearance of three-dimensionality in a painting. So in a painting, there would not be an actual difference in distance forwards and backwards in the painting, but there would be an impression of that, an impression of a three-dimensionality which was not there. Similarly, if one takes a cairn or a pile of stones arranged as an abortive offering, seen from a distance, this might appear to be a human being, whereas this pile of stones is not a human being. What is it then? It is merely a complete imputation. It is a total imputation. It is merely an idea without having any actual essence of its own. So the next statement then in the root is the emptiness connected with this exists. So emptiness means that which is empty of the dualism of perceived and perceiver. And this exists in connection with what? It exists in connection with the consciousness, which is described as being dependent. So the emptiness exists in connection with the dependent consciousness, that is to say, in connection with the conceptual process. And how does it exist? It exists as the pure being of the phenomena, the pure being or nature of the phenomena. That is to say, it is fully established or perfectly exists, which means it exists by nature or is naturally found.
Jumsin ti sena yin dong galo la tong yin thar tok pa te kun do gan ne lo gam sem je ne lo yin go bre yin go ba re.
And this is explained in the Shentong or empty of other Madhyamaka, that the ultimate emptiness is the fundamental ground or the fundamental nature of the conceptual process.
Tela yang ne te yo to. Tong ni tela yang, tong ba ni tela yang ne. Kundo te yore, kandesu yore.
So in connection with this, there is that existing as well, which is commented on. In connection with this means in connection with this emptiness, there is that conceptual process existing. How? Existing as the host phenomena, host phenomena meaning that phenomena which bears the nature, and is therefore called the Chu Chen, that which has the nature, the host phenomena. So in connection with this emptiness, that conceptual process exists as well as the host phenomena.
Dandordana tongba ni te kunto la yere chini jitso de yobare tongba ni te la kunto yere kunto te kandes yere chini jitso de yobare.
So then the meaning in brief then would be that the emptiness is something existing where within the conceptual process, and how as the very being or nature of that process, and the conceptual process also exists in relation to the emptiness, and how as the host or bearer of that emptiness, which is its being or its true nature.
Tēnī dā kārē, tōngbā nī dāng kundō nī rē. Tōngbā nī dāng kundō tēnī, rāng yīn dāng rāng yīn jīn jī chūsā ngē bē nā. Tōkbā tū nā, tōngbā nī ngō sōng tū tōkbā tū nā yāng, mē dāng, mē yī tsāwā yīn, mē dāng, mē yī tsāwā yīn, rār mē hī lā. Maro, te mato patuna. Te ni rangin da rangin jinji chusu ngepe na mato patuna yang me da me yi tsawa yin dar me hiba peto diola. Tokpa tse, tokpa kapso chunye je rangin konar zikpi ihi nye dun yoro. Ngonsom to tokpa kapso tene chunye je rangin konar zikpi ihi nye do yunga wo, oya.
So then this is further commented on through specifying two factors, the nature and that which bears the nature. And in this connection, the nature will be compared with the heat of fire, and that which bears the nature, the fire. So in specifying these two factors, then two different cases will be found. One in the context where realization has not occurred, in which case there will be no awareness of the fire and its heat separately. One will not know the fire and its heat as being separate, or one will not be able to distinguish them separately. And at the time or in the context where the realization is present, these two will arise within the original wisdom itself, which sees exclusively the nature of pure being. So this is the, at the time of realization, what arises is that original wisdom which has the insight into the nature of pure being exclusively.
Devena, devena sajate junsin tisena, devena junsin tesar yimbisena kundo dzesu yore. Kundo dzesu yoba tundadakara tanyi dum lobar yobe. Dikabji dzesu yoba te tanyi dum lobar yobe tundadakogore. Mlobar yobe. Kundo dzesu yobam tanyi dum lobar yobe ser tongba kona mayila. Kundo te tongba kona mare tanyi du yore. Tongba kona yina tanyi doyami gore. Yojang, nawa tarji, kundote yoni yojang, nawa tar, Nawa yindo, ketar nawa yindo, kondola zungze nis nana yang, nawa yindo zungze ni mepe serna, matong bayang mainte, matong bayang mare. Junsi tisena, tetavena, junsi tetari yimba tisena, tsum detavla gongne, dole, kira de paru de simba dole. Kirab de Parud Simba so Dode Tale Tumbayang Mai Matumbayang Mai no Hi Sumbate Tan Tada Kakwa Driven Tatam de Kakware Tan Tada Kakwaye Soryag Tiki Jebai Inje Tatam de Kakware Mado Takaheka Kake Magan Yayamare Jebai Inje Sorere ne maino, sorere tam kapa mare. Tupen tatam.
Intentionally. And even though existing, the duality of perceived and perceiver does not exist in the way that it appears to do so. And therefore, it is not lacking in emptiness either. For those reasons, it has been taught in such sutra collections as the Prajnaparamita and so on, it is neither empty nor lacking in emptiness either. And in this way, there is an explanation for all the extremes to be refuted, each on its own terms. So it's not that some of the extremes have been refuted and others neglected, but given this formula, all cases are covered without this definition being given from one perspective only, or only covering one instance or direction.
Tetar Cheketo Tetar Kang Na Kang Meba Tene Titumba Yang Taba Chetava Yin Yin the Jisun Tong Della Lama Yapa Kang Yamba Tene Deri Yapa Yang Taba Chetava Yin the Rab the Chite Detar Tumba Ni Yin Tini Shinja Malopa Manor Bara Temba Yino. He Ying Yinj and Deval and Kenjo Ying Yinj and Deval Sombare. Sombatar Shinjeba Sicha de Mandi Basosor Seve. Hirab Yi Yerba the Mapa Sorte Soso Sego Yasombare. Yerba the Mapa Lekbar Jepa Capso Seva Capso. Takwa travel drought and turbo car pay than yard the summer. Takwa la drought and tori yimba tenang tori yimba sija de Takwa and the doros and tori yimba tena kamnang drong uje Takwa de tumba de yendo Takwa la drought and tori yimba tenang. Drawing with the Takwa de Tombare Takwa de la drawing room, ever sena Takwa de drawing with the Tombare. Be de yendo Yang Takwa tondo Tamba tondo Yang Takwa tondo Ton Tambar me yendo Zungzi is a noun Zongzi ni so nawa yang taba mai ba koin to tokwa. Tokwa ni yeba ndi tse na ya. Zongzi ni nang gantropa yeba tse na. Yeba kam na yang. Kang mei ba te zongzi ni re. Kang mei ba ne. Takwa la dror mei ba yin to kang mei ba ne zongzi ni bun de yin de. Zongzi ni so ntori yin ba tu so yang. Takwa la drodon torigin ba kapso kang yoba takwa tela meba drodin ba te yendo kondo lo zungzi nisun nangin torigin ba kapso yang kang yoba de kondo re kang meba ne zungzi nire kang meba ne zungzi nipo te yende nang yang Nang yang te tar tro manyong pe jim sen kar re Zung zi nyi su nang na yang zung zi nyi su tro manyong we na Tro manyong pe sen na Kun to te ne Zung zi nyi po ti tong go Ta tong sar kan de re Kun to thakpa tab te Zung zi nyi Dror ta vi tong ba re Tong sar te ki so Dror mi chang Dror mi chang, dror mi na yang thakpa rangi Thakpa la dror mi na yang thakpa rangi Thakpa te ni, thanyi tu yoba tang Thanyi tang da dror da thakpa dror da dror pa kap je Thuji thakpa da thanyi tu yoba tang Dror meba ni thakpa te la yoba tar Thakpa thanyi tu yoba tang Thakpa la dror meba te yang thanyi tu yoba tar Dela lama kang yobane Tanyi do Kundo yobata Lama yobata karre Tanyi do kundo yore Namdo te Tanyi do yore Kang meba te zungzi nyi yomare Zungzi nyi ji tongbare Dela tongba nyi Dela tongba nyi Chunyi ji chordo yonzo choba am Dela kundo dela Tongba nyi te Kundo go chunyi ji chordo yonzo choba am Yoba nyi po tene yoba nyi yore Kundo tanyi du yoba tang Kundo tela Tongba nyi chunyi ji chordo yoba di yoba nyi yore Yoba nyi po tene Yoba rke lembam Yoba rndu gude Yoba rke lingse kare Yoba rndu gubare Yoba rndu bade kare Yoba rke lingude Te ke malang na chung ka yore Ta kundo tanyi du yoba tang Kundo te la tongyi chunyi ji so du yoba rke ling kore Kundo meba rke lang na chung ka yore Kurwa temi dun yurwe ser Yurwe Kundo tanyi du mi na Kurwa temi dun yurwe ser na Tanyi la kurpa ndepa chung dun yola Tongba nyi te ne Tongyi te ne chuchi kundo te ye teng do Teng to trupet sort di yopar mazong na tonyi te kundo te la Kundo te yi teng to am te la Drupet sort di yopar mazong na Mazong par ga na Tongba nyi te kundo ke chunyi to Trupar mazong na Zongzi nyi po yopar njo wa ti se Tongyi te kundo ke chunyi ji chorda mi na Tene zungzi nyi kundo le zungzi nyi yueba chong yore Zungzi nyi yueba rin jueba jumtsin ti ser na Tong tambar Tong tundam la dro tokpa chong dun jueba Jorte Tanyi to Gakpa tan dropa kangyi ba Gakpa tan dropa kangyi ba Tha chik to khe len chor da khe chor khi gui che Tele Tele dena dokso chi Tung yin dun jorwe ser Dokso chi tung yin dun jorwe ser Kundo tela tungpa nyi ti zungzi nyi ji tungpa tung nyi ti chun nyi ji sordo mi na Kundo la Tene zungzi nyi yuepar tharwe chung yuepar Jurve Sero, Jun, ya, di pata.
yignenji drill the cups of tene kangna kang meba tene kang dampo de nangwa da re
na kang dampo de kundo kang meba de zungzing zungzing yi yeba de kundo tani de yeba dang kundo la tongyi zungzing yi ji tongba tongyi yeba re meba de kunda re yeba de yenwang dang tongyi yi Yenwan kundo de tani de yobare, yonro kundo la chuni de so de yobare.
Oi.
Lasso.
So then this is further commented on, citing from Vasubandhu, a commentary of his, which says, thus, there is not something in anything, this scene, this emptiness of this is subsequently seen exactly as it is. So in this case, the first kong in the commentary refers to the conceptual process or the conceptualization, and the second kong refers to the duality of perceived and perceiver. So in saying there is not something in anything, it means there is not something of this duality of perceived and perceiver existing in any conceptual process. And the emptiness of this is seen exactly as it is. This is the remainder which exists. And this is precisely known exactly as it is to exist here. Thus, the emptiness, the defining characteristics of emptiness, or the definition of emptiness, is presented free of error. And this quotation then is further commented on in the following fashion, namely using the example of a snake and a rope, where one has the delusion that the snake, that the rope is a snake. So in the context of having such a confused impression, if one carefully analyzes what exists in that case and what does not exist, using discriminating knowledge, discriminating here meaning the ability to distinguish the specific factors without mixing them. So in other words, distinguishing carefully what exactly it is that exists and what doesn't exist in connection with this delusion of the rope being a snake, then one finds that the rope is empty of an actual snake. So the emptiness here is in the sense that there is no snake in the rope. So it is empty of an actual snake. and similarly,
snake the car symbol.
This snake is very important. And similarly, in connection with what appears to be the duality of perceived and perceiver while not in actual fact existing, this is the context in which incorrect conceptualization exists. And Just as in the example, we have to distinguish here what it is that exists and what does not. And what does not exist is the duality of perceived and perceiver as such. And what does exist is, even though this appears, this duality appears, it has never existed in the way that it appears. So what does not exist is the duality of perceived and perceiver, and the reason for that is that it has never existed in the way that it appears to do so. So conceptualization is understood as being empty of this duality of perceived and perceiver. So just as the rope was empty of the snake, the conceptual process is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver. So then the remainder is talked about, having subtracted what does not exist, and so then one arrives at the remainder, that which does exist. So in the case of the rope, then, having subtracted the snake, so even though the snake does not exist there, there is a remainder which does exist. In fact, one could see that remainder from two different aspects. There is the rope itself, which exists conventionally, and the actual non-existence of the snake exists in the rope. So there are these two types of remainder existing there. And similarly, in the case of the conceptual process, what is the remainder existing and what is it that is subtracted? So having subtracted the duality of perceived and perceiver from the conceptual process, the remainder existing is the conceptual process itself conventionally, as well as the emptiness of that, which exists, that is to say, is perfectly established as the pure being or actual nature of the phenomenon, of the process. So, after having subtracted the duality of perceived and perceiver, there will still be these two things existing, namely the conceptual process conventionally and the emptiness existing as the nature of that. And these two forms of existence must necessarily be accepted and asserted. Otherwise, one gets into several binds. So the first flaw of not claiming the existence of the conceptual process conventionally would be that one would deny that samsara ever existed on a conventional level. And in negating the emptiness, not accepting its existence in an affirmative way within the host phenomena, one would be, or the duality of perceived and perceiver that would then exist, which would be equivalent to the fault of exaggerating with respect to genuine reality, or applying an exaggeration to the ultimate level, claiming that the duality of perceived and perceiver actually existed, which would be the result of denying the real existence of the emptiness. So we can see from this that in coming to either of these conclusions, that is to say, whether it is a negation or an affirmation applied to the conventional level, one has to know what one is doing. So one has to know how to propose either conclusion, whether it be a negation or an affirmation, conventionally. Otherwise, it turns into the opposite, or it takes on the opposite meaning. As we saw, negating the existence of the emptiness would be equivalent to affirming the existence of the dualism of perceived and perceiver. So, depending on how one applies the negation, one gets the opposite affirmation out of it. So therefore, one has to be careful, and one has to know the way of applying this negation and affirmation. In this case, the main point being that the factor to be denied is the duality of perceived and perceiver, and the factor to be affirmed is the remainder, namely the existence of the conceptual process relatively, as well as the existence of the emptiness within that process as its very being. So in this connection, then, there are two things which are existing and one which does not. So the thing which does not exist is the conceptual process. What does not exist is the What does not exist is the duality of perceived and perceiver, and what does exist is the conceptual process relatively, as well as the emptiness of the duality of perceived and perceiver, which exists as the very nature of that host phenomena or of that conceptual process. So then, in order to facilitate the understanding of this, then the example of the snake and the rope is used. So at the time when one doesn't recognize that it's a rope and thinks that it's a snake, then even at that time that one's making this mistake, there is one thing which does not exist and two which do. The one thing which does not exist is the snake in the rope. And the two things which do exist are the rope itself, conventionally, and the actual lack of existence of the snake in the rope.
Yang tapa main berkundung kam, ni senawa cinci nam si sam, jongsen ngosom nawa dana nangor melawar yepe tang, ta yepe mepe yepe sijit. Korbut dunayang, yang tapa main berkundung, main cinta kare, ni senawa cinci nam lek sam, ni nang cinci kiba, ni senawa cinci nam lek sam dala. Kam dari yang tapa main berkundok segera. Yang tapa main bukan to kam, yang na ni so na wajin je, namre kam jongsen. Mungsom na wandane, mungsom tu na iban nade, na ngor, na surji ngor, na surji wang tu sena, mana par yepe ta, yepe mepe yepe, seta, mama tene George pe lihe semua ta terjawa. Kuntu tanya sam tu yepe ta, mepe sijil karre. Kuntu thela zungzi ni se zungu yota nang zembe sem ni zungzi ni bo thade to nawa tar to jetar nawa tar to tonla toba mepe ta zungzi ni je tong ba tong ni de ni tong zungzi ni tong ga tong ni zungzi ni je tong ba tong ni de chuji kuntu de la chuni je zo do yepe na You ever said, no? Nung young, oh, madro palm. Nantong, song don't you put on yin to kipe, no? So tet our talk on the yumi. You're fat drone door, the map of condemned tata drava, oh, my lam yin day. We'll put chuni yam, we'll put ne logam, we'll put ne so chet our yin to top a cello. Oh, yeah. You pay me pay, you pay not ten omen lami.
So we have the final two lines from this part, verse of the root text saying, because of what exists, does not, and does, this path, which is the middle, is defined. So this is explained as follows. So for the reasons given, in the context of samsara, what exists is the incorrect conceptual interpretation or the mistaken process of conceptualization, which is equivalent to the awareness itself. That awareness which contains the or bears the appearance of duality. So that conceptual process or awareness carrying the impression of duality occurs, and due to that there is something appearing directly. So this conceptual process appears directly, it manifests directly, and this exists validly from the point of view of appearance, or as an appearance. So that's the first reason, which later will then be a reason for this being the middle path, because this exists. And what does not exist, as we saw in the example with the rope and the snake, one has to distinguish what exists and what does not. And what does not exist is the duality of perceived and perceiver, meaning the duality of there being an outer perceived object on the one hand and an inner perceiving mind on the other, existing as separate factors. So this is what does not exist in reality in the way that it appears. It does in fact not exist as it appears. And the emptiness, which means that which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, exists as the pure being or nature within this conceptual process, which is the host. And because of that, even though there is appearance, There is no existence of what appears essentially. So even though appearing, it does not exist essentially. That is to say, the nature of the union of appearance and emptiness has been specified. So through this specification of this actual nature of the union of appearance and emptiness, in understanding in this way, this is the middle path, the path of the Madhyamaka, which is free of the extremes of exaggeration and denial as these apply to existence and non-existence. Because this is a realization or understanding of the pure being or very nature of things exactly as it is.
Oh yeah. Te dana tanda kunyo jen tsini ta nam zang tsini ni le kunyo jen tsini lang ngo tang chetan tsu ni re ngo la nan tsor je wang de se ba maro ne tsor je wang de se ba nan tsor je wang de se ba te ta gen jog de ba tu som le nan tsor je maro tang bo la ne tsor je wang de se ba te tro pare.
So then, in relation to the point dealing with the essence or makeup of the state of, there are these two points, the state of affliction and the state of refinement, to be explained. And in relation to the essence or makeup of affliction, this was taken from three angles, the angle of its fundamental nature, its fundamental mode of being, the angle of its apparent mode of being, and the way of engaging in the meaning of these. And in connection with the first of these, namely the explanation of the fundamental mode of being of affliction, this has been explained here.
And
incorrect conceptualization exists. The dualism connected with this does not. The emptiness connected with this exists. In connection with this, there is that existing as well. Empty, it is not. Not empty, not. Therefore, there is an explanation for all. Because of what exists, does not, and does, this path, which is the middle, is defined.
Da main kundo yo tela ni po yo mai tong ba ni nen da la yo tela yang ne te yo tong ba mai mo dong mi te ta ve na tan ti ji ye pe me pe ye pe na te na o ma la ni no
Incorrect conceptualization exists. The dualism connected with this does not. The emptiness connected with this exists. In connection with this, there is that existing as well. Empty it is not, not empty not. Therefore, there is an explanation for all. Because of what exists, does not, and does, this path, which is the middle, is defined.
Damai kondoyo tela ni bo yo mai tong ba ni nan da la yo tela yang ne te yo tong ba mai mo tong mai te ta be na tham chi che ye pe me pe ye pe na te na o ma la mi
Incorrect conceptualization exists. The dualism connected with this does not. The emptiness connected with this exists. In connection with this, there is that existing as well. Empty it is not, not empty not. Therefore, there is an explanation for all. Because of what exists, does not, and does, this path, which is the middle, is defined.
Good one.